Download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, Todd does the second one right. The rest of us don't, I don't think. Sleeping in underwear can trap moisture more than it adds comfort. So Todd sleeps naked still, right, Todd?
Oh, no. I got my...
Okay. Your Tom Brady performance underwear?
Yeah. Performance sleepwear.
Well, they say sometimes, I guess it says here, because you get that sweaty taint and butt area. This is for dudes.
Tom Brady performance sleepwear is kind of baggy pants.
Yeah. I used to sleep naked years ago, but I haven't done it in a long time.
I think ladies get sweaty crotches, too. I mean...
Well, they do, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's not just an exclusively dude thing.
They don't have balls.
You know. No, TV but, commercial.
And they don't have hairy ass butts.
Ass butts?
I was going to say this. I was going to say the other thing, but I knew you'd bleep it, so I said ass butts. All right. Tight underwear doesn't shape your body. It restricts your skin and airflow. That fresh smell after hours is not freshness. It's bacteria buildup.
What fresh smell?
Yeah. Rewearing yesterday's pair reintroduces yesterday's bacteria to your skin. So,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
brand new every pair. I don't think Todd don't wear 2 days in a row, right, Todd?
Oh, no, I will because sometimes I will come home. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a pair of underwear on now, and I'll come home and I'll take a nap about noon.
Right.
And I've only been in that underwear for 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, no, that's fine. That rest of that day's fine, yeah.
No, I don't wear them the rest of the day. Oh. So I will put them on the following morning.
Oh, no. Well,
you know.
Yeah, new day, new underwear.
Pony up and get some new underwear, Todd.
I mean, I go through, if you count the gym underwear, I go through 3 pair a day.
Yeah.
I'll change it twice.
Do you know what it started day wearing remnants of yesterday's farts?
Yeah, but you think
and
about some guy who's going to work now, and he's going to wear that underwear for 16 hours.
Yeah, but it's continuous.
But that's one shift.
Yeah.
Shift.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference?
Your underwear is probably a double.
There's a difference.
If you're putting it on twice.
No, I think all that matters is...
Just turn them inside out.
Right. You know? The time that is spent...
Put the skids on the outside.
In the underwear.
Well, then what's the time limit then?
16 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you put them back on after you shower?
Maybe.
No. See, but then why do you even shower?
Yeah.
Wearing a fresh pair daily isn't excessive... It's basic hygiene.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fresh underwear. Like, you've got the underwear. Just put on a different pair. It's not like you're lacking in clean underwear in the drawer.
Well, apparently he is.
Just go put on another pair. It's fine.
I just don't want to create any more laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
That's a lot of laundry in one pair of underwear.
And I hear about that.
I'll hear about that.
That must be the liberation of doing my own laundry.
Well,
I don't hear that.
One thing we don't do here is none of us replace them every 6 to 12 months.
No, who does that?
Probably, I don't know, Jay-Z.
I guess we just buy the cheap whitey tighties. Of course, nothing's cheap nowadays. But I wear pretty expensive underwear.
Even middle of the road underwear. I mean, like. I don't buy Nike or anything, but it's still $30-35 for a 3-pack.
Changed my life. Yeah.
I've heard of some celebrities that'll never wear the same socks twice. I bet people like that are replacing their underwear a lot.
Those are people who are on the red carpet.
You know, right.
That can only wear an outfit once.
But fresh socks do feel real nice.
And then it's no good.
Yeah. I guarantee we got older socks than we do have older underwear in our drawers for sure.
Will you do the same with socks, Todd?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same philosophy.
I don't wear socks all summer long, basically. I know Nick
Okay,
does.
Kenny Chesney?
No, because you are. I'll wear just slip-ons or something like that.
Yeah, I'll try to avoid it. Your feet get hot.
Do you work out without socks on?
No.
Okay.
That's just another
level of gross.
No. I've seen these jackasses at my gym walking around in their socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that deal? I know it's flat foot thing. I get it. But don't do it in public.
I see barefoot guys.
It's gross,
guys.
Man. It's gross.
There's guys that go barefoot at the gym.
And that's also, that's really yeah. gross. That's you, worse. I mean,
they say that if you're deadlifting or squatting or something.
No, these guys walk around and they do stretches in them and they're barefoot.
Yeah, put your shoes back on.
In front of everybody's feet, yes.
Unless you're lifting. If you're standing there with the bar, I'll give you a little bit of a pass. It's still kind of gross.
In public, man. In public, you got to wear shoes.
There's shoes you can get that are fine for lifting in.
Yeah, the flat shoes, right. Yeah. They have those, right.
Just
to
buy a pair of Chucks. Yeah. Those are flat.
Hey, Nick, are you able to provide insurance for the state in Florida?
No.
Okay, Randy, no quote for you, Randy. Okay.
Yeah, not Florida. I think we're in like 18 states.
Yeah. You can do it in 18 states?
Yeah, I think the company I'm with can, and the licenses to hold are less than that. But yeah, anywhere that this signal goes, we can... help you.
Do you wear khakis and loafers with no socks to work?
No.
That'd be cool.
And I would never get loafers, no socks. I think you want a 3-day expiration on your shoes?
First of all, that's just stupid looking.
Have you considered the fleece vest?
Yeah.
Like we were talking about with Dan Soder yesterday.
You're not there yet, but you will be.
What the finance bro?
If they provide one with the insurance name on the fleece vest, right?
I feel like there's a quarter zip in my future.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. You know who else wears the quarter zip and loves them? Yeah. Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Be more like him, Nick.
Have you seen him working out his son? His son's got the same neck. Same movement.
Yeah, really.
It's
a clone.
Yeah, well, a lot of dads.
Is this kid in high school?
Yeah.
He's 14. He's only going to be like in ninth grade.
Yeah, I think that's the one I think they recruited to some like football factory school in Tennessee that he's going to go to.
South, right? Where they recruit Nick's school.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Everybody does it.
Yeah. So a Miami police officer... In Miami police, they arrested the dude because he, 55-year-old man is accused of becoming jealous over his ex-wife's relationship with his roommate. Were they banging?
It doesn't state that they were actually having a relationship.
I think he was just jealous because she thought the ex-wife thought the roommate was cute or something like that.
Yeah, because she was attracted to him. He decided he needed to shoot his roommate.
Right.
Now, he shot him in the shoulder and then pistol whipped him a little bit. Mm. But then the victim was able to get the gun away from him and call the cops, and now it's one count of attempted second-degree murder with a firearm or deadly weapon.
And now he lives and the girlfriend's single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe they
end
she up together.
She wasn't with the roommate.
Well, she could be now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think her boyfriend's going to be away for a while. I've never understood the pistol whip.
It's the butt of the gun?
Yeah.
The butt of the gun, yeah.
I mean, why not just shoot him?
I think it's probably less of a charge if you just hit him with the head with the pistol than just shoot him.
Yeah.
Is there more of a charge for hitting somebody with the pistol than there would be with like hitting him with a metal pipe?
Good.
I don't think so. I think it's assault either way.
That's probably assault with a deadly weapon either way.
Yeah, but so is a pipe.
Yeah, I was going to say either way.
But Nick's saying the gun situation.
And couldn't anything be a deadly weapon?
By the way, I'm not a gun guy. I hate them, actually. But if you took a gun and swung it at somebody's head, isn't that more likely you're going to press the trigger and you're just going to fire?
That's what I've always thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you going to accidentally hit the trigger?
I mean, the great scene is Ray Liotta in Goodfellas when he walks across and beats the hell out of a guy with a gun. He pistol whips that dude with a gun. Yeah.
Yeah, generally aggravated assault or aggravated battery with a deadly weapon if you pistol whip someone.
I think you grab a different part of the gun and you just beat him with the butt of the gun.
Yeah, but I think you're still holding it. You want the barrel facing outwards, not towards you.
Jim sucks.
Yeah. He's probably pistol whipped a few people.
He's a gun guy. I'm sure he takes some pistol whipping classes.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he's well-versed in pistol whipping.
Do they have dummies at the ranges where you could work on your pistol whipping?
I've been to his range before, and there are no dummies to pistol whip.
No, there's dummies
that
are, yeah. They're the ones that are just there.
No, just last night I was watching a part of Enemy of the State with Will Smith, Gene Hackman,
right.
And there's a scene where a guy we talked to, Jake Busey, he catches Will Smith coming out of the hotel room and does it like that. He's got his hand on the grip of the gun and pistol whips him right in the face with the butt of the gun.
Yeah, that's why I think they do it.
Yeah.
That's when you don't necessarily want to shoot them.
Right.
Otherwise, you got the gun. You could shoot them.
But he doesn't like switch and hold the barrel of the gun and hit him like that.
What was our bully's buddy that called in earlier? The guy that has been fighting this fighting the chicken for 40 years.
Gary.
I'm surprised they haven't pistol whipped each other every 2 years. If you missed that phone call, I'm not sure what segment it was in, but we had a great call from a guy that had a 40-year grudge against another dude for being bullied. I mean, just for stealing a basketball in 1968.
Right.
Two dudes in Lincoln beat each other up for 40 years.
Oh, that's right. He stole his basketball.
In 1968.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still looking for the guy that pushed down yesterday.
And they're in the same town, and they see each other all the time.
And they beat each other up for 40 years. And it only ended because the one guy says, hey, I got a heart condition. I can't do this anymore. And the guy that called and said he's pissed, his buddy, this guy had a heart condition because he wanted to kick his ass.
Yeah, he still wants to beat him up.
He was ornery, man.
Yeah.
And he was 70-something, I believe. That was a great phone call. What was his name? I love that guy.
Gary.
Barry?
Gary.
Gary. Right, Gary, thank you for that phone call, Gary.
With a G.
If you missed it, check it out. It's really, really good.
Also, if you missed it, we lost Clarence Carter yesterday. Yeah. Bring me up.
Yeah.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking.
Stroking.
That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
Apparently this was big at country bars. Hearing from a lot of strip club DJs and country bar DJs. They played this a lot.
Yeah.
I probably got the crowd all dancing at those country bars.
Oh, yeah.
What's the line dance crap, man?
Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast?
Yes. Let's answer the question.
Just before. Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you ever made love on a couch?
A couch, yes.
A couch? Who would do that?
Well, I'm asking.
Yep.
Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car?
Yes.
I remember one time I
front
made love
too.
On the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking.
That's my favorite.
The police.
I'm stroking. He's dead.
I'm curious how Clarence saw the light.
Oh, true, Todd.
True.
Oh, that's a
Clarence
good point.
Blind, right?
Yeah, he was blind.
Clarence went blind at 1 year old.
Maybe couldn't make out. Maybe he couldn't make out shapes, but he could see light.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Because right. He'd be stroking,
but he could find his way around the back seat of a car.
Yeah. Right. On a couch.
Yeah, he did everything by feel.
Right.
The police.
That's my. Right. The police.
That dude's dead, man. Two people had him in the Deadpool.
And why would you be watching the Late Late Show if you're blind? I suppose you can hear the audio.
Yeah, you can listen to it.
You can listen.
Yeah. Some people get their entertainment just from audio, Todd.
Yeah. Wow.
And I wonder how.
Weirdos.
I wonder how he knew he was putting on new underwear. He had to sniff it.
You know. Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's not good.
Austin Anderson later on. Come on back.
Tyler Radio Empire.